This is a radio pastor for the day message by Hank Block for September 2024. Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by his grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. There are important differences between each offering recorded in Leviticus. The more closely we contemplate the different sacrifices, the better we can see how it is that no one offering provides a complete view of the perfections and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is only by putting them together that anything like a possible proper understanding will be formed. Each offering, as might be expected, has features peculiar to itself. And so, in this visit with you, we will look at some specific aspects of the sin offering. The instructions for this sacrifice, the sin offering, are recorded in the 4th chapter of Leviticus through the 13th verse of the 5th. Today, we'll look only at a specific instruction in this section. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and so do against any of them, he shall bring an offering. Did you notice the important words, if a person shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord? The New King James says sins unintentionally. Nothing can be more forcibly expressing man's incompetence to deal with sin than the fact that there is such a thing as a sin of ignorance or sinning unintentionally. How could anyone deal with a sin that he or she is not aware of? How could he properly deal with a sin that has never even come within the range of his conscience? Impossible. Man's ignorance of a sin proves his total inability to put it away. If he does not know of it, what can he do about it? Nothing. He is as powerless as he is ignorant. Under this condition, there can never be settled peace in the heart. There will always be a painful apprehension that he may not be able to go to heaven after all, if the heart be not led into the sure promise by the truth of Scripture that the inflexible claims of divine justice have been answered in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus, there must of necessity be a sensation of uneasiness. If I am uneasy as to the settlement of the question of my sins, even though that I am not yet aware of, I cannot worship God properly. I cannot enjoy communion, neither with God nor his people, nor can I be an effective witness for Christ. The heart must be at peace with God as to the perfect remission of sin before we can worship him in spirit and in truth. If there be guilt on our conscience, then there must be fear in the heart, and a heart filled with fear cannot be a happy or a worshiping one. It is only from a heart filled with that sweet and sacred knowledge that the blood of Christ imparts, that true and acceptable worship can ascend then to the Father. The same principle holds good with respect to our fellowship with the people of God and our service and testimony among men. All must rest upon the foundation of settled peace, and this peace rests upon the foundation of a perfectly purged conscience, and this purged conscience rests upon the foundation of a perfect remission of all our sins, whether they be sins of knowledge or sins of ignorance. What a wonderful subject for our meditation, the perfect sin offering by the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who only could make it possible to have a clean conscience before God through his shed blood. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.